put in so much work this entire year. Now it's time to shine and show off what we've done.
Hello and welcome to the Purdue Agriculture Economics Podcast. My name is Valerie Kilders and I am one of your faculty co-hosts. And today I'm joined by our student co-host, Colby. Hi, Colby. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Are you looking forward to spring break?
Yes, very, very much so.
Any fun plans?
Yeah, me and my friends are going to head out to Colorado and enjoy some time out there.
All right, nice. That sounds awesome. Well, with spring break coming up, I guess our semester is halfway over. How are you feeling about that, being a senior?
Yeah, it's interesting. I take what I can get and just enjoy every week, you know, because it's the last time around, so you might as well soak it up.
Yeah, I feel that. We actually have at least one senior joining us today for a special episode. Do you want to introduce who we have here?
Yeah, absolutely. Joining us today, we have Casey Vohl and Kayla Zalesny. Casey is the VP of Finance and is a sophomore in Agribusiness Management. And Kayla is the president of NAMA and a senior in Agribusiness Management. So it looks like we have some different stepping stones of ag business here.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. So can you guys tell us a little bit about the NAMA program that you both are members of and actually hold board leadership in?
Yeah, Colby, thank you so much for having us today. First off, we're super excited to share a little bit about our passion and the club that we spend a lot of time with
every single year.
So just to break it down a little bit of what NAMA is, it stands for National Agri-Marketing Association. And so basically we spend the entire year creating a marketing plan for a fake agricultural product. So we have to come up with a product that is not developed within the agriculture industry and touch on different facets throughout the plan, whether that's, you know, talking about SWOT or looking at a competitive analysis. And there's just so many different portions doing, you know, the four P's of marketing, covering, you know, where is this product going to be sold? What's the price? What does it look like? And finances, which Casey's very good at knowing about. And so we spend the entirety of the year creating this marketing plan that ends up being around 6 to 7 pages on a PDF. And then after that, we compete at the national competition. And so that's when we actually speak in front of a panel of judges and present our plan as if we're wanting them to invest in it. It's kind of like, if you think about Shark Tank, it's very much, the competition is very much of Shark Tank, except it's an ag-based product.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she touched a lot of the highlights there, but I'd like to add, you know, we spend in the fall semester 3 hours a week together. Mm-hmm. In the spring, it jumps up to 4, 4.5, sometimes more once we get closer to competition. So this is really a team-based group for us. I mean, and that's what makes NAMA so great. We get to work with that team year in, year out. And that's what keeps me coming back, is that team. And as Kayla said, when we go to that competition, we get to really show off all the work and that we've done as a team this over the course of the year. So, I mean, Kayla touched a lot of the highlights, really great, but I wanted to definitely highlight the team that we get to work with. We're just, you know, the two people representing our group today.
Yeah, and I love the teamwork aspects that you get to have there. And it sounds like a super rewarding program that you can actually apply in real life, which I guess the skills you learn is something that employers are looking for. Are those some of the reasons why you did get involved, or are there any other reasons that motivated you to join? Like, what led you there?
Yeah, so going back into the team dynamic, AJ Klinkhammer, who's also on our NAMA team, he and I went to the same high school, so we had kind of stayed in touch, and he had told me, oh, I'm in NAMA doing this, that, and the other. And before I came to college, I knew I had a passion for business. That's why I'm pursuing a major in agribusiness management. And so when I came to Purdue, I was like, I'm going to go get in touch with AJ, see what this was about. Knew I wanted to do something business related, and NAMA's providing me with just that opportunity. So that's why I got involved.
For me, it was kind of a lot of different puzzles kind of fell into place that led me to find NAMA. Before I even came to Purdue, I had a good friend of mine that I'm from California, and so quite the distance. And I had a friend that I knew that was an FFA, and he was also from California, and he went to Purdue, and he was a part of NAMA. And so I started noticing, that's kind of how I found out about the club. But then it wasn't until I stepped foot onto Purdue and I realized, you know, I was heavily involved in FFA. I love to compete in public speaking events. And I needed to find a way to kind of channel my competitive energy into something that I'm passionate about, because that's what I excel in. And so that's really what drove me to get into NAMA, was knowing that I would have this competitive atmosphere. I would be learning skills that could help me in my future career. And then also how Casey has reiterated, you know, join a team and really come together with like-minded individuals that want to excel is just as much as I do.
Awesome.
You guys have really spoken very highly of NAMA and your experiences and given great insight into already why students maybe should be involved with NAMA. But just a quick question real quick. Is anybody allowed to join NAMA, or does it just have to be agriculture or ag business majors, or is it for anybody?
So NAMA, actually, anyone could apply. There is an application process to this. We interview 5 to 20 people a year, depends on how many applicants we have. So you do have to go through an application process. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's pretty highly competitive. That's why we've placed so well at the national competition. Last year we placed 2nd in the nation. We've had podium finishes for the past 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think our application process helps to get the cream of the crop, and that's why we're good at what we do. Anyone's welcome to apply, but there is some competition in that application process.
Nice. That's wonderful. Then, so is there any other reasons maybe why you think students should join NAMA that maybe you haven't already mentioned, or some things that are just on the top of your mind right now?
Yeah, I definitely see, you know, NAMA is an excellent opportunity for students that are, you know, maybe not interested in marketing at all, but, you know, interested somewhere in the ag industry or interested in communications, to really see this as an opportunity to hone in and gain some experience outside of the classroom. I've definitely noticed how, you know, the marketing classes that I've taken, to the business classes, to even the sales classes, they all, you know, being a part of NAMA has given me that hands-on experience of applying what I'm learning in the classroom to a real world setting. I mean, even though this product is fake, we're still applying every single real marketing concept into it. And then once the competition comes, it's a public speaking contest, it's a sales contest. So it really gives students the opportunity to, you know, gain that experience that can allow them to just further excel, further hone in on those concepts that they're learning in the classroom, and also find future careers. A lot of what NAMA is at the competition too is there's a bunch of industry that come to this competition, and they come to recruit NAMA students for jobs. And so I know just a handful of people that have gotten jobs straight from going to the NAMA conference, just with talking with the industry individuals that are there. So seeing NAMA on a resume is a very good push in the right direction when it comes to landing a job after college.
It's very known in our industry, which is a great leg up for us pursuing jobs after college.
All right. Well, kind of tagging right onto that, especially you, Kayla, being a senior, and maybe Casey, you can even as a sophomore speak on that. Have either of you already seen some impact of being in NAMA and like being able to leverage that for your future career post-Purdue?
Yeah, so the internship that I accepted this summer, I'm going to be an ag and commercial lending intern out of Converse, Indiana at First Farmers Bank and Trust. And in my interview, they spent 10 minutes talking about my experience in NAMA. Just because I, you know, am involved in the finance section of our plan, they asked a lot of questions. What are you doing here? How does that work? What have you learned there? Would you be able to do this? And drawing on the experience from NAMA, I was able to, you know, gain that internship because they were very impressed by what we had done in this group. So I think, you know, professionally, it's helped me just gain internships that I can, you know, learn from further and apply into my future.
Awesome.
That's awesome, Casey. He's the money man, we call him. He's great. We're so happy to have him.
Yeah, and then, sorry to interrupt, Kayla, but
no, you're good.
You were talking about NAMA. It's a marketing, you know, marketing association is in our name, but all I do for our plan all year is crunch numbers. Finance numbers, market size numbers, you name it. Numbers, I'm the guy. I'm the number guy.
He's the number man.
You know, so I think marketing, although it's in the title, doesn't really define what we do. It's anything, kind of what Kayla was saying, from marketing to numbers, finance to, you know, business, anything. So
There's also a huge design, sorry for cutting you off. There's a huge design portion as well. Yeah. So that's where we get students that are interested in, you know, maybe have majors in AdCom. They come in and, you know, we have to design. We can have the words written on the plan, right? But if we don't have an appealing colors design on that plan, you know, that goes a long way as well.
Absolutely.
So we do have a lot of students involved in design as well.
Awesome. So you're kind of bringing all different majors together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then as far as impacting my professional life, I've accepted a full-time job with Corteva Agriscience.
Congrats.
Thank you. As an associate territory manager, I'm patiently awaiting my placement. I should be getting a call maybe this week, next week, about where I'll be for the next year. So that's exciting.
Nice. Yeah.
But NAMA definitely, I saw it within, you know, interviewing with different internships. They really clung on to saying NAMA on the resume, and they asked a lot of questions. I consistently felt like in any interview, I was always referencing back to my experience with NAMA. And specifically with my future career, I'm going straight into an ag field where I'm going to be in a sales position, either selling seed or chemical, and it'll greatly, you know, benefit where I am now and then where I want to be in the future in my career, whether that's taking on a marketing role or going further into sales or a higher up leadership position. I will always have the skills embedded from NAMA to help me pursue my career.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear about the professional development that you guys have, at least the two of you have experienced through NAMA, and I'm sure many of the other members can also speak on their professional development. But as we all know, that's only one aspect of your life. So I would like to turn the table here a little bit and understand more about maybe the personal level development that you've had through doing NAMA or friendships you've gained or just anything on maybe a more personal level that you would like to share.
Yeah, I know we've talked very highly of the team, so I don't want to dwell on that the entire time.
Go ahead. But go ahead.
I think it's very important. Our team is great. We wouldn't be able to do everything we do without it. We have 20 members on the team right now, plus our advisor, Dr. Brewer. I think we make a great team. We've obviously placed well. I've mentioned that before. But I think another aspect, personally, is NAMA teaches you how to be disciplined. I kind of didn't really have a structured discipline coming into college. And being part of NAMA, you know, if you're VP of finance, you're having to meet, you know, get all your financial evaluations done by a certain timeline, and that, you know, there's research that goes into that. And at the end of the day, it's my responsibility to lead, you know, our finance team through that. So having the discipline, personally, I've been taught that through NAMA. So
awesome. Yeah. It's important too to mention that you guys are doing this while also balancing school and other personal life things. Like, you're not, you know, doing this as a job. This is one aspect to the multifaceted thing that is being a student.
Yeah.
So that's impressive to really speak about how that discipline was so important.
Yeah.
Just wanted to add that in there.
And, you know, building off of what Casey said, I definitely agree. Now, just looking at my schedule this spring semester, I spend 4 out of the 5 work days on NAMA. 4 out of 5, I am doing something for NAMA, whether that's meeting with Dr. Brewer, our excellent advisor, who we are so grateful for, to having those meetings 3 times a week. And so it does teach you discipline. It teaches you to, you know, we also have tough deadlines to meet throughout this year of our plan is due coming up March 29th. And so throughout the year, we're trying to, okay, are we on track? How are we doing? Are we meeting the deadlines? And then to even having a month to prepare a full 20-minute presentation and have the slides ready to go, have, you know, everything planned out. There's a lot of deadlines that we have to meet. So that's definitely tagged on to having discipline and knowing how to meet deadlines and stay on track and lead a team to be able to have success at the end of the year. But yeah, personal life as well, he's touched on it as well, but I want to say, you know, we spend so much time together that we get really close. we know a lot about each other. We love to hang out outside of NAMA as well. We try to have, you know, team dinners once a month at least. And then also at the competition, we're there for 4 to 5 days, and we're staying in maybe 4 hotel rooms, 5 hotel rooms. You know, there's 4 people to a room.
Say we're 4 deep and
yeah, we're
double, 2 queen beds. We're close.
We're very close. And I would say during that competition, that's when we become the closest as well. And it's fun to see, you know, we're also the biggest team that goes to NAMA. I will say it's very rare for a university to be able to have the funds or to be able to have the assets to send a team of 20 students for 5 days to a national competition. Like all the other teams, it's common to only see 4 to 5 that come to represent the college. So we definitely make a statement when we show up with 20 individuals, and it's a good time. And you know, everyone, I want to reiterate too, everyone helps. Everyone is a solid part of the team. It's not just the presentation team at the end. It is every single person has a job. Every single person is recognized and valued for who they are. And we all have just a blast and get to learn more about each other.
The competition is fun.
Well, I kind of want to follow up on that, because you've mentioned it's a lot of work, but maybe as like a final question to you to make it seem like it's not all work. It is, as you said, some fun in there. Can you tell us what each of your favorite NAMA story is or has been so far?
Oh boy. For me, I would have to say last year our national competition was in St. Louis. Kayla's knowing where I'm heading with this. So we ended up getting dinner. I think it was Arzola's. It was a little Mexican restaurant. It was great food, amazing food. But we were in a Suburban on the way back, and there's 8 of us in a Suburban, and we're driving through downtown St. Louis. I don't think we knew where we were. We're just driving around kind of like, hey, maybe we should go here. And we're like, no, let's not go there. Let's, you know. So we're trying to navigate the city. We have all the windows down. We're just blaring music, you know, having a great time. And I think in that moment, time just slowed down for me. I was sitting there and I was like, wow, we work so hard and here we are having fun. Our work is paying off. And so just that moment of realization of what we were doing there and how it was paying off, I think by far favorite NAMA story for me. So
awesome.
That was a really good one, Casey. I was wondering where you were going with that. I was like, oh, the Mexican food restaurant, that was good. That was a good time.
That was good.
I mean, I would build off of Casey. I think by far when I think about my favorite memories, it's at these competitions. We've rotated between going to Kansas City, and then last year we were in St. Louis, and then this year we'll be in Kansas City again. And those long car rides, you know, that's got to be part of my favorite, is traveling all there. But also, I'll say it, the actual competition of being on that stage, having 5 or 6 judges look at you and knowing that you have a job to do, and you know, having the rest of our team in the crowd supporting us, to having the presentation team on stage, we're all, you know, we're ready to go, having Dr. Brewer in the crowd looking at him, having the slides team already doing their part. So I think that's got to be my favorite memory, is just being on the stage and presenting our plan. Some people might be like, you're crazy, Kayla, presenting, that's your favorite?
Yeah.
But I think it really is. I think just being in that moment and having known, okay, we've put in so much work this entire year, now it's time to shine and show off what we've done.
The competition is very rewarding, because you're going through this process the entire year not knowing, is this actually going to work? We can take our best guesses and ask for as much advice as possible, but we don't know if it's actually going to work, or you know, if the judges are going to like what we put together for them, until we get to that competition. And when you start getting the head nods and the smiles from the crowd and the people coming up to you after and saying, wow, how'd you do that? How you guys spent how many hours doing this? Wow. Like, and then they start watching your videos to prepare and mock you for next year. That's rewarding for us. And I think that comes from that competition. And so that's why we, you know, it'll be forever in our hearts is probably the best times in NAMA for us.
Yeah, NAMA can also be humbling. Like you said, we can show up with a full plan, be super confident about it, not even make it out of the first round. That's happened to us before.
Yeah.
So you never know. I think it's also the thrill, too. It's like, okay, we've put in so much time. Either the judges are going to like this product or they're not, and we're going to have to find a way to, you know, move on and get ready for the next year or celebrate our success.
Yeah, it's awesome to hear how passionate you guys are. Like, I'm just sitting back listening to this, and I'm watching you guys just get more and more excited as you're just feeding off of each other and talking.
You guys need a video to go with this.
Yeah. I mean, for the people just listening, I can definitely vouch for the excitement that they're bringing to the table today. So I think that's pretty awesome, and it's what a blessing to get to talk to people that are so passionate and excited about the things that they're doing. So I think you guys did a great job letting us know all we can about NAMA. Really appreciate it. Dr. Killers, is there anything you'd like to say before we head out?
Well, good luck for the upcoming competition.
Thank you.
Make us proud.
Yeah. We're going to try.
And yeah, good luck. We're excited to see how it's going to work out.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.